Israel, especially as in the days of Christ. And what was ancient Israel doing in the days of Christ? They were blind and turning their eyes away from the very message that they were to understand at that time period in history, that message being that the Messiah was among them. And they were so blind to it that they participated in the crucifixion of the Messiah, and we're walking in the same footsteps as ancient Israel, except the message for us today isn't that the Messiah is here. What is our message today? Just one message. Just one message. And let's be clear. The message isn't who and what is the church. That's not the message in Adventism today. The message isn't the apostasy in the church. The message for Seventh-day Adventists is that third angel's message in Revelation 14. It's a warning against receiving the mark of the beast. And it's not simply a message that all we have to do is proclaim it. It's a message, when understood correctly, the primary part of it is that we have to prepare for it. We have to have a spiritual experience before that test that allows us to participate in that test. And that is the only message, but the reality of it is, prophecy says at that time period, whenever that time period arrives, that our attitude as Seventh-day Adventists is going to be just like the attitude of the Jews when Christ was among them. We're not even going to know that that time period is here. So we need to factor that in. Even though you're sitting in this room and you're hearing this message, one of the conditions of prophecy that has been identified for us is that our human tendency at this time period, in this crisis, is going to be to humanly rationalize away the truth that it's just about here. And brothers and sisters, I call on you at this point, think about it. I know you've been hearing it. I know you're understanding what I'm saying. But think about how absurd it was for Sister White to say those things when she said them, when she wrote The Great Controversy. It was absolutely, if you go back to the books and the newspaper of that time period, that if they spoke anything at all about the Catholic Church, and I've seen them, I'm not just taking this off the top of my head. If anybody was going to speak about the Catholic Church during the time period that The Great Controversy was written, what they would be saying is that it's finished. It's like a fire that's dying. There's just a few coals left and it's out. And yet,